Volume.
You ready? Welcome to Animals Under the Blanket. I'm here with Joshua, and we're about to talk about the animals that start with the letter F. And the animals that we have for today are the frog, the fox, the flamingo, the flounder, and the ferret. Let's try that again. How about you say it this time? You say welcome to.
Welcome to.
Oh, like welcome to Animals Under the Blanket.
Welcome to Animals Under the Blanket.
Today we're going to be talking about the letter F. We have a lot of fun animals for today. Do you remember any of the F animals that we're going to talk about?
I want to talk about the flounder.
The flounder? Okay, so we're going to have the flounder, the frog, the ferret, the fox, and the flamingo. Those five animals with the letter F.
But first, I want to talk about the flounder.
First, you want to talk about the flounder. Let's talk about the flounder. The flounder, it can get about 3 to 10 years old, and they can actually swim really, really fast. They can swim all the way up to 70 miles an hour.
An eagle.
And if snap. You think an eagle would snap a flounder?
Yeah.
You know?
Snap pap?
Yeah. So the flounder is a flat fish, right? Did you see it? It was very flat. Do you remember what the funny thing about its eyes are? The funny thing that you learned?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
You don't remember? So their eyes don't set in their face right away.
What?
They make the metamorphosis to each side of their body later.
To do what?
To be able to see. And they use both of their eyes independently. That means without the other eye. Pretty crazy, eh?
What other eye? The flounder.
The flounder? Okay, let's talk about the flounder. So the scientific name of a flounder is a paralocytus. Can you say that?
Paralocytus
doe. Alright, that's pretty close.
It's a flounder plus a doe.
A flounder plus a doe?
Yeah.
So you add a flounder fish, a little flat fish, to a deer. That's a baby deer doe. And that gets you a flounder doe.
Yep, it turns into a doe, and then we just eat it cold.
And we eat it cold?
Yeah.
Okay. They do eat flounders. And they live like 3 to 7 years, to give you some stats. And they also... they can swim pretty fast.
Like that?
Yeah, they can just... because they're very flat. So it said online they can swim about 70 miles an hour.
Well...
which would be over 110 kilometers an hour.
Well, at the video, we saw them swimming slow.
Yeah, in the video, they were swimming slow.
Not fast.
So these flounders, they're flat.
Because they were swimming... Like right there.
Like right there?
Like, not above the sand, a little bit.
Oh, right near the bottom they were swimming?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were trying to catch some fish down there? And we were just kind of looking for stuff?
But in the video we saw,
a snip snap?
Yeah.
What went snip snap?
A big eagle took the flounder.
Oh, that's what you saw in the video?
Yeah.
So the flounder, do you know that they have two eyes?
I just saw an eagle swooping down and picking up a flounder.
Oh, that would be quite cool to see. What else do we know about the flounder? The flounder sits, it's right near the bottom of the water. It often has the color of the bottom of the water, so it's harder to see. So it's often in the color of the bottom of the ocean where they're found.
Okay.
So it's a grayish color often. And,
tell me what the scientific name is.
The scientific name?
Yeah.
Paralocytus.
Paralocytus. Is this? Snip. Snap.
They're going snip snap?
Yeah. Why do you have that on your face?
Why do I have what on my face?
Red.
There's red on my face?
Yeah. What right there?
Right here?
Nope. Right there.
On my lip?
Yeah.
Is it just my lip?
Redness.
Redness? Let's take a look.
Take a look.
Oh, I got a sore on my lip. That's just from dry skin.
Oh, well, there's lip balm.
Oh, well, there's lip balm.
You can just do one. Don't do it once.
Okay, we're done? Okay.
Don't do it once.
Okay, not lots. Okay, where were we? We were talking about the flounder, right? So one another thing I wanted to tell you about the flounder is that their eyes only finish setting... hold on. What I want to tell you about their eyes is that they shift where they are. So they start at one little location, and then they kind of move independently so that they can be on either side of the flounder.
Well, now I want to move on to the ferret.
You want to move on to a ferret right away?
Yeah.
Okay, as we're moving on to the ferret, I'll just let you know that the flounder eats shrimp, that they're 50 centimeters to 60 centimeters long, and 22 centimeters to 60 centimeters wide, and that they weigh between 8 and 9 kilograms, just to get some of those stats. And they're usually pale in color. And then you said you wanted to move on to the...
Ferret.
Okay, so the ferret... you want the scientific name right away? Or do you want, what do you want to start with the ferret?
I want to start with its eyes.
Start with its eyes? It kind of has little beady eyes, right? It's kind of little beady eyes, because it's kind of mischievous.
Now I want to, next I want to talk about the scientific name of it.
Okay, the scientific name of a ferret is a Mustela... Putorus foro.
Metua poetiqua. I can't say.
That one's hard. Let's break it up. Can you say Mustela?
Mustela.
That's pretty good. Can you say Putorius?
Putorius.
Yeah, you can say that. And can you say furo?
Furo.
Yeah, so we have to put it all together, which makes it pretty challenging, which is the Mustela Putorus
foro.
Furo. Yeah. So that's a scientific name. And when you see a bunch of ferrets together in a group, they're called a business.
Could you, let me say it again.
You want to try saying it again?
Yeah.
So you want me to say it and then you say it?
Yeah.
Okay, so one word at a time or the whole thing?
One word at a time.
Can you say Mustela?
Mustela.
Can you say Putorius?
Putorius.
And can you say furrow?
Furrow dough.
You added the dough again.
I said furrow dough.
You said furrow dough.
So it's a ferret plus a dough.
Ferret plus a dough. I don't know what that would turn into.
It would turn into a hard cookie.
A hard cookie, okay.
A hard cookie that I would eat all out.
Okay. We're learning tons of new things on Animals Under the Blanket today. Some other facts about the ferret. Their little babies are called kits.
Kits.
You know how puppies are the babies of dogs? Well, kits are the babies of ferrets. Can you say kits?
I'm just going to go, could you move that way?
Well, why would I do that?
Because I want to climb up the ladder to get my kitty.
Oh, you want to get your kitty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because so move that light a little bit.
Move the light a little bit. All right, the light is moved a little bit.
Yeah, because I'm gonna climb up because after I come back, and you can put the light more back.
After you come back in?
Yeah. come back in. I'm just gonna get my monkey and my kitty.
Just get your monkey and your kitty?
Yep, just to throw them down because I want those two animals because I'm gonna mix up with those guys.
Oh, this microphone came out.
Yeah, because I, when I was coming down, it slid out of me.
It slid out of you?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, not right now. Let's mix up with them after the ferret.
After the ferret. Other things that we know about ferrets is that they were used to hunt rabbits.
Rabbits?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because a ferret can go in the same hole as a rabbit. Then it can go get the rabbit for people. They've been trained. Ferrets have been trained.
Does ferrets fly?
Ferrets do not fly. They arc like a big squirrel, like a long, elongated squirrel with not as bushy of a tail.
That looks like a hippo.
Okay. And the word ferret, Joshua, I learned that it is derived from the Latin furtus, which means little thief, because ferrets like to take little trinkets and hide them. They like to steal little things.
Called thief. Why is it called thief?
Because when you steal something, you're called a thief. Yeah, that's why we don't steal things, because we don't want to be called a thief. So that's a cool thing. And when they're born, they're only like they're only like 4 or 5 centimeters. They're very, very small when they're born. And they can't see, they're blind and naked when they come into the world. They only have a small layer of like baby fuzz. And then they get all their fur after. And when they grow up. Cool, hey?
But how do they see when they were babies?
They can't see. They have to wait until their eyes develop. So that's why their mommy has to take care of them when they're very, very little. And then slowly but surely they learn how to get their sight. But when you were born, you could see right away. And you looked up in daddy and you cried.
Where did they fall?
You didn't fall. You just were born. And just at the time when you were born, it was very emotional for you.
Why did they cry?
Because you've just been born. It's a scary time in a person's life. But I cuddled you, and then you felt better.
Give me some milk?
Mommy gave you some milk, yeah. Oh, and we messed up on we forgot to put our light back here.
What light back?
There we go. Is that it?
Yeah, because I said you could put the light back.
Yeah, oops. You said I could put it back?
Where?
Okay, it's back. It's perfect. It's perfect, perfect. We're doing great. We've already talked about another thing about the ferret, Joshua, is that people keep ferrets as pets.
Put the microwave back on?
I didn't bring it down here for now, because I knew that it might cause some troubles. And the ferrets, they love to have fun. That's one of the reasons why they're often a pet, because they love to have fun. And they love to have dances. They have little ferret dances.
Well, maybe at Christmas time let's get a ferret.
Well, we're not going to get a ferret. We just talk about animals and we look at them. Because okay. We're not old enough to have pets on our own. But that might be a fun idea for when you're 18. Anywho, do you have any more comments about ferrets that you want to talk about?
Well, I wanted to get a ferret for Christmas time.
Well, we already bought all your presents. Just to let you know.
Well, I wanted to get a ferret for Christmas.
Maybe when you're 18 Christmas, you can buy it for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want it for 18 Christmas.
Yeah, for 18 Christmas. Because I don't have any pets.
I mean, there's no 18 Christmas.
Okay. Anywho.
Well, I want to get a Santa for when it's Christmas.
That's an interesting idea. Hey, Joshua. Which animal do you want to talk about now? Do you want to talk about the flamingo, the fox, or which, or the frog?
I think I want to talk about the little foxy.
Little foxy fox?
Yep.
So the red fox is spread out all over the world. All over the world, just like humans. So after humans, the red fox is the most prevalent
everywhere else. We saw a white fox and a red fox at the zoo.
We have seen a red fox and a white fox at the zoo.
Yeah, because...
Do you remember what the white fox was called?
The gamma moringa pagoda. The gamma moringa came when there was a... I thought gamma moringa came.
One time Grandma Mar came, yeah?
I thought gamma moringa came when there was a red fox.
Oh, yeah, there is a red fox at the zoo.
I thought Gamma Moy came out to the zoo when there was a red fox.
Okay, yeah. And do you remember the zookeeper was training the white fox? Do you remember that?
Because I know somebody said, come out, little red fox.
Oh.
And maybe that was Gamma.
Maybe that was Grandma who said that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, because I know that Gamma came out to the zoo one time.
Yeah, she did one time. Do you remember the time that the zookeeper was training the Arctic fox? Do you remember that time?
What's the red fox called?
The red fox?
Yeah.
That's just called a red fox. Should we talk about the scientific name?
Should
we say what that is?
Mixed up with the white foxes.
Yeah, the red foxes. So a fox.
Which was mixed up with the white foxes.
The Arctic fox. Yeah, we can talk about both of them.
Yeah. So one Arctic fox was in a little cage.
Yeah.
And then the zookeeper had a little ball.
The zookeeper had a little ball.
Yeah, he had a little ball for the Arctic fox. To put in its mouth.
Oh, and then would he get a treat?
Yeah.
He would guide it with a little ball?
Yep.
And then he would get a treat? Should we say the scientific name of a fox? Are you ready for it? Okay. I think you're going to be able to say this one. Come. I think you're going to be able to say this one. It's called Vooples Vooples.
A Vooples Vooples.
The scientific name of a fox is a?
A Vooples Vooples.
Vooples Vooples. Doesn't that sound funny?
A Vooples Vooples Doe.
A Vooples Vooples Doe. No, not the Doe.
No.
No, not the Doe. So that's the scientific name.
I don't want to go do. I go here.
But we have to face the camera. Can you face the camera then? Okay, face that way. Perfect. So the foxes, what do they dig? A fox digs a...
Okay, so...
A fox digs a den. And they live in their little holes. Right? Remember your Into the Wild book has a whole foxhole family. Where they have multiple rooms that they have... all dug out?
Where's the rooms?
Well, they're all underground.
I thought there was beds.
Well, they don't really have beds. They might have a dirt pile that they call their bed, but mostly everything else just sleeps wherever the ground is. Most of the animals don't make beds, although birds do make nests that they sleep in. So the red foxes, let's talk about how big they are. They're about 90 to 105 centimeters. That's how long they are. And then they're about 35 or 40 centimeters tall. They're about 5 to 7 kgs.
Tell you something. And the grasshopper that ant doesn't have under the ground.
An ant doesn't have what under the ground?
And the ant and the grasshopper, it doesn't go under the ground because it just made a little house.
Just makes a little house?
Yeah, it just makes a house with a door.
Okay.
And a roof.
And a roof?
So like our house.
Like our house is where the grasshopper lives?
Nope.
Or the ant lives?
Nope.
The fox?
Nope.
Which animal?
He lives in a ant house. A little wolf ant house.
Who lives in the ant house?
The ant.
The ant lives in the ant house?
Yeah, and the actually in the ant and the grasshopper, it doesn't have a big house because it has a little tiny house.
Oh, a little tiny house, okay.
And it's purple.
And it's purple?
Yeah.
That's cool.
There's a little thing falling. There was a little thing falling.
Some dust? I don't know what you saw falling. Also, just another thing on foxes, Josh. Foxes are partly related to dogs. They're members of the Canidae family, which means that they're related to wolves and jackals and dogs. And they're not actually related to cats, but they kind of are like they're made of dog and act like a cat. It's kind of how I see foxes. They feel like they're in between a dog and a fox. A dog and a cat. So that's some things about foxes. Also, you want to know what a group of foxes is called? A group of foxes?
I'm going to do the scientific name.
The scientific name again?
Yeah.
The scientific name of a fox is a Voopels Voopels.
A Voopels Voopels Doe.
Voopels Voopels Doe. I think no doe has in the fox name with the Voopels Voopels.
No, Voopels Voopels Doe. A fox plus a doe makes a rabbit.
A fox plus a doe makes a rabbit.
Yeah, it makes a little tiny rabbit.
Okay, I guess that's how we're mixing it up today. And the other thing I wanted to say about foxes is that they're normally pretty sly. Okay. So a sly fox, they're normally pretty crafty. And that's how they can sneak up on their prey. So that's some of the things I wanted to tell you about foxes. Do you want to move on to the flamingo or the frog?
I want to talk about the little flamingo.
The little flamingo?
Yeah.
So flamingos, the scientific name of a flamingo, are you ready? The scientific name of a flamingo is Phoenix copertus roseus. That one's really hard because it looks like Phoenix. It's like, and it's copertorosis. Phoenix copertorosis. Can you say Phoenix copertorosis?
Could you say it and then I say it?
Can you say Phoenix copertorosis?
Phoenix?
Yeah, you say it?
Phoenix?
Copertorosis.
Copertorosis.
Now, all together, Phoenix copertorosis.
Terosis.
Terosis, okay.
I want to say it again.
You want to say it again? Okay, look at the camera. You say Phoenix copertorosis.
Phoenix copertorosis.
Wow, that was great.
Dough.
Oh, no, not the dough. What color is a flamingo? No, it's flamingo. Not dough. Flamingo.
Flamingo plus a dough, it makes a heart.
A heart. Okay, so now a flamingo plus a what?
A dough.
Makes a heart.
Yeah.
I don't know how you work, but that sounds funny. Okay, and do you know that they stand on one leg? Just like Grandma. Grandma stands on one leg, so Grandpa sometimes calls her like a flamingo.
Grandma Mar,
yeah, she's standing on one leg. And she doesn't know why. And they actually don't, scientists don't know why. You want to stand on 1 foot?
Yep.
Hit, stand on 1 foot right there. Wow.
I'm also like a flamingo.
You're also like a flamingo. Totally.
Yeah, because, and you know what? Could flamingos jump on one leg?
I don't know if they can jump on one leg.
Well, I can, I can jump on one leg.
You can jump on one leg. So the scientists, they don't know why, but they think maybe it's because they rest their leg. That's maybe one reason. Or that they're just in a relaxing position. Or that they're losing heat in the colder water. So they take one leg out. But they don't know. They haven't been able to have anything figured out. Even though they've done many studies on it, they still don't know.
Could you show me how a flamingo walks?
How a flamingo walks? Yeah. Like this? Is it this one? This is how a flamingo walks. It walks with its...
No! Go up the ladder, flamingo!
That's how a flamingo walks?
No, go all around it.
And then they stop, whenever they stop, it puts up one leg.
I'm going to go all the way around this edge.
Okay, so I did do quite a bit. I want to tell you some more facts, and then we'll hit up a little few more facts, Josh, then we'll hit up frogs, and then we'll be done, okay? Let's hit up a few more facts about flamingos.
We'll go all around that edge there.
Yep, all around the edge.
Yeah, and then all around this edge.
Well, how about you start going around the edge? And I will tell our audience a little bit more about the flamingo. So a group of flamingos is called a flamboyance or a colony. So if you see I like flamboyance better. A flamboyance of flamingos. Sounds very fun to say. And they like to fly long, long periods of time. They can fly 600 kilometers
in a time. Flamingo?
Of course, the flamingo. Here he is. Okay, so there.
Can you find a flamingo? He's stuck.
So Josh, I just want a few.
Can you find a flamingo? He's stuck.
He's stuck here. Here he is. Come on out. Come on out, flamingo.
That's a tunnel.
Okay, we're just gonna let's wrap up. Okay, Josh, let's talk about the flamingo a bit, and then let's talk about one of your favorite animals. The frog. Okay, so I have a few more facts about flamingos. So they're pink, right? And they get that from their food that they eat. Because they eat a lot of shrimp and other kind of pinkish stuff. So that's how they get their color. So it's the same way that our food, if we eat lots of carrots, it'll turn us orange. For them, they eat a lot of shrimp that turns them pinkish, which is pretty cool. And flamingo is derived from an old porky just one more fact. The flamingo is derived from
the frog.
Yeah, then we'll move on to the frog. The Portuguese flamingo, where the word comes from, where it comes from means a flame colored. So that's why their reference to that pinkish reddish glow. Okay, now let's move to the frogs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I have lots of facts about the frogs for you, Josh.
I just want to watch a little video of it.
Well, let's talk about them first, and then we can watch a little video on frogs. Okay?
Let's watch a video. Also, deal?
Deal? Let's just wrap up with the frogs. What do you have on your shirt, Joshua?
Yeah, frogs.
Frogs! So we're talking about frogs today.
No. They're like, they have spots. So, what kind of frogs are these?
What kind of frogs? I don't know, that's pretty a normal looking frog.
They have all spots on the frog.
Yeah. And when they have warts on them, what are they called? They have big kind of warts on them.
Weasels.
They're called toads. But toads are actually frogs, I found out. And they're the same thing. It's just we call them toads if they have kind of more bumpy stuff on them. So you want to know about a bunch of cool frogs? I found out that the Goliath frog from West Africa can grow up to 7 pounds and 15 inches. It's like that big. But a frog.
Warthogs are like little toads.
Warthogs are not like little toads.
Well, warthogs have warts like toads.
They do have warts like toes. You're right.
But a warts like toes.
Yeah. So, another frog, the budget frog, is muddy in color to blend in with the mud that it's surrounded in. So they often can hide into their surroundings. They can camouflage. And the Vietnamese mossy frog has spots on its skin and bumps that make it look like it's clumps of mossy or lichen. So that they blend in.
But let's talk about one more thing about flamingos.
One more thing about flamingos?
The flamingos, the flamingos are little get things from under the water.
Yeah, they eat from in the water.
Okay, and then what do they also, maybe they also just sleep under the water?
They don't sleep under the water.
Okay, well then they hide under the water?
Well, they could maybe hide in the water if there's some long grass. They have pretty long legs, so they kind of stay above the water. They go in shallow waters, and then they can eat and they can rest. I think a lot of other animals don't get them if they're in the water because it's a little bit harder to get to them. And, you know, they have to kind of start like a plane. They have to have a run, and then they start flapping and running, and then they start flying because they're so big.
Well, I'm a flamingo that just walks and then jumps up.
Ooh, that's what kind of flamingo you are?
I'm a running, flying flamingo.
Whoa, a running, flying flamingo. That is so cool, Josh. Okay, you ready for some more frogs? I found a marsupial frog has a pouch like a kangaroo, and it keeps its babies in there. And a gastric brooding frog from Australia swallows her fertilized eggs and lets them kind of grow in her stomach for up to 8 weeks. And then they finally go hopping out of her mouth as little frogs. So that was some fun frogs. And then I looked up specific frogs facts on what's your favorite frog to see at the zoo.
I like toads.
You like toads?
This Mambo likes toads.
Mambo likes toads?
Yeah.
What? That's cool.
He said ee-ee-ah-ah. I like toads.
Nice. What's your favorite frog to see at the zoo?
I don't know which.
You don't remember? Should I help you? Yeah. It's the poison. Poison dart frog.
Yeah. I like the blue poison dart.
The blue poison dart frog?
Yeah, because I know I like dark blue.
Yeah, because you do like dark blue. Is that your favorite color?
So I like the poison dart.
Yeah, the poison dart. So it has poison on its skin. So
poison dart.
Yeah, so a lot of other frogs try and blend in to their environment. The poison dart tries to stand out. It tries to let everyone know, hey, look at my colorful body. I'm poisonous. Don't eat me. So that's how they are tried to not get eaten. They have poison on them. And the interesting fact about the poison dart frogs is that there's over 170 different kinds. They're all different colors.
I didn't see the lights at the zoo.
The what at the zoo?
Lights at the zoo.
Lights?
Yeah.
Yeah? So that you can see them?
Yeah.
Yep.
But I didn't see the lights.
Oh, you didn't see the lights?
I didn't see the lights at the zoo.
Okay. Another interesting part about the poison dart frogs is that they are diurnal, which means that they are in the day. That's when they operate. They operate during the daytime, not at night, like a lot of other amphibians.
What amphibians?
So frogs are amphibians. I'll just leave that alone.
Let's talk about the scientists.
The scientific name of frogs? So, I have two scientific names for you.
Okay.
I have the scientific name of just frogs is Anura. Can you say Anura?
Anura-do.
Anura-do. So the scientific name of a frog is Anura.
Anura-do.
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 And then the poison dart has its own scientific name. In that, the poison dart scientific name is Dendrobatidae. Dendrobatidae. Can you say Dendrobatidae?
Dendrobatidae.
That was very good.
Two scientific names,
because just general frog and then the specific poison dart frog that we talked about.
Let's talk about it again. Talk about the poison darts one.
Yeah. So the poison darts, they eat fruit and flies.
Let's talk about the poison darts scientific name again.
Scientific name? Dendrobatidae.
Dendrobatidae do.
What's a dendrobatidae do?
The regular frog and the poison darts frogs. Two of those may make you.
They make me?
Yeah.
Huh. And now we've wrapped it all around.
They make a blue daddy.
They make a blue daddy?
Yeah.
Blue daddy? That's me. And I have one last thing to say.
A blue Jeremy.
A blue Jeremy? That'd be silly. Thank you guys so much for watching another Animals Under the Blanket or listening on Spotify. If you're on YouTube, make sure you hit a little subscribe. Can you say, please subscribe?
Please subscribe.
Yeah, or please follow on Spotify. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you later, alligator.
And later, crocodile.